tell us when you'll be voting with or against the Coalition on the Academies Bill, and if so, why? And the second is that you've all spoken very powerfully about poorer children. So I wonder what you would all do as leader in the 25% of local authorities where children still face selective entry tests to secondary schools, which always discriminates against the poorest children.
Diane, it's your turn to start.
I've not seen the text of the Academies Bill, but if it's anything like Michael Gove is saying, then it needs to be opposed. Because the only way that we can drive up standards in education is, of course, partly the commitment of parents and children and teachers, but you also need strong local education authorities to take the thing forward. And under their academies proposal, it would be each school for itself. And inevitably, they wouldn't be genuine academies in any event. Those academies in the more advantaged middle class areas would thrive, but children in areas like mine would find themselves worse off than ever. It was a step backwards for children in London when the Tories abolished the London Education Authority. And London was a real step backwards. And many London boroughs are still struggling to get back from that. And the introduction of the academies, as Michael Gove has described them, would be yet another blow for the education of children in areas like mine. I mean, selective schools are undoubtedly an issue, Fiona. But one thing I've spent a lot of time on in the past 10 years is how you raise underachievement amongst black and ethnic minority children. And I think it's very important going forward, if we're able to save our LEAs and save the structure we have a focus on making sure that all children rising 16 and going on to college can fulfil their potential. Because we have a situation where black and Asian and white children are coming in aged 5 and then a gap emerges. It's partly about class, but it's partly about other issues. And unless we target those underachieving children, particularly boys, whatever type of school they're in, we will continue to see the social and the community consequences of willfully letting a group of our children, not just on grounds of class, but also on grounds of colour, fail. That is not what my socialism is about.
Fiona, you know that when I was Minister for Schools, probably the same way that Ed did when he was Secretary of State for Schools, Ed Balls, we dedicated ourselves to ensuring that those in the greatest need and those from the poorest families got the greatest help in achieving an education that actually made the most of their talents. And the Academies programme was founded to deliver that. And in 200 schools around the country, the most chronic underachievement has been addressed not by just a new sick form block or a new head or a new lick of paint, but actually a new approach to the schooling in those communities. And that's one reason that the Academies have delivered faster than average improvement in the results right around the country, not because they've got more money, but because they've approached the business of education improvement in a different way. I fully support Ed Bulls' decision to increase the number of academies around the country. I think that's the right thing to do. I think it's very, very important that we never accept that children in the poorest areas should be condemned to continual underachievement. I think also in that context, we should therefore condemn the Gove attempt to water down what academies are designed to achieve. Because what Michael Gove is doing is saying we're not going to dedicate the greatest educational transformation to those children in the poorest areas. We're going to say to those schools that are already doing very, very well, we're going to give you extra advantages. And that seems to me to be an upside-down way of approaching the educational problem that this country has got. Now, it's very, very important that we remember that in 1997, 1,600 schools out of 3,500 secondary schools in England were getting less than 5 A to Cs at GCSE. That figure is now down to 260. 260 too many, but still 260, and a massive reduction from the 1,600. But we have to carry on that absolutely relentless drive to ensure that the poorest kids in the poorest schools get the best opportunities. In respect of grammar schools, it's ironic that we're addressing that in this institution and actually in this hall. Because it's here that Tony Crossland came in 1965 to talk about how he would reconcile the competing socialist values of, on the one hand, his words, comprehensive education, and on the other hand,